Our scripture for today comes from the Gospel of Matthew in the 14th chapter, reading verses 22 through 33. Hear the word of the Lord. Immediately he made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead to the other side while he dismissed the crowds. And after he had dismissed the crowds, he went up the mountain by himself to pray. When evening came, he was there alone. But by this time, the boat, battered by the waves, was far from the land, for the wind was against them. And early in the morning, he came walking toward them on the sea. But when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified, saying, "It's a ghost!" And they cried out in fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them and said, "Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid." Peter answered him, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." And he said, "Come." So Peter got out of the boat and started walking on the water and came toward Jesus. But when he noticed the strong wind, he became frightened and began to sink. He cried out, "Lord, save me!" Jesus immediately reached out his hand and caught him, saying to him, "You of little faith, why did you doubt?" Then when they got back into the boat, the wind ceased, and those in the boat worshiped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." May God bless this hearing and understanding of this, his holy word. Amen. Let us pray. Father God, we come with many things on our minds. For the next couple of minutes, Lord, please take these things away and help us to hear your word. May the words of my mouth, the meditations of all of our hearts be pleasing to you, for it is through Christ's name that we pray. Amen. So our passage today comes immediately after our passage from last week, where Jesus fed the 5,000. And what I should have mentioned but didn't is, before the passage last week was talking about John the Baptist's death at the hands of Herod. Now, as you recall, John was Jesus's cousin. So the reason that Jesus wanted to get away was because he wanted to have some alone time to grieve his cousin. And of course, what happened? Lots of people came to hear him, and Jesus was gracious enough to minister to their needs and to feed them. So now the baskets have been gathered back up and things are winding down, and Jesus says to his disciples, "Get back in the boat and go on. I'll catch you up later." Now, in today's passage, there are two things that I want to talk about. The first of which is what Jesus did. He told the disciples, "Get in the boat, start rowing, I'll catch you up later." Now, seems a little strange. How is Jesus going to catch up to the disciples? They're in a boat. They're rowing across the Sea of Galilee. How is Jesus going to catch up with them again? Jesus dismissed the crowd, and then instead of beginning to meet the disciples, he goes up on the mountain. This is a familiar sight in scripture where, you know, Moses goes up on Mount Sinai to receive the Ten Commandments. There's always talk about people going someplace where it is quiet to pray. You think about Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane. So Jesus is up on the mountain and he's praying. And it's interesting, whenever you see Jesus doing this, it means that it is a time of trouble where something significant is going to happen. So you got Jesus up on the mountaintop, and you got the disciples in a rinky-dinky little boat trying to row across the Sea of Galilee, and of course, it's storming. Now, anybody that has ever tried to row a boat through a stormy sea with waves and whatnot, and things are against you, do you make a whole lot of progress? No. What you do make is a lot of frustration. I need to get going. I need to get to safety. I need to get across this stormy sea. Jesus up on the mountain where it's nice and quiet. Disciples down on a boat in the middle of the Sea of Galilee in the middle of a storm trying to get past the storm and being very frustrated. Does that remind you of anything? Isn't that how our lives are right now? Jesus is up in the heavens. It's quiet and serene. And where are we? Most of the time, we're on a rinky-dinky little boat in the middle of a stormy sea where the wind is blowing, it is raining, the waves are crashing against our boat, and we're just not making the progress that we want, that we think that we should be making. Now, does it stay like this? In our scripture today, what does Jesus do? Jesus comes down off of the mountain, and then he starts going to the disciples. Finally, time to catch them up. Only Jesus walks on the water. Anybody ever tried to walk on the water? I have. No, seriously, when I was little, oh yeah, I could walk right across the water. Yeah, you can't do it. But even if we could, with all of the waves and all of the storms, it'd make it a little bit tough, you know, to, it's like trudging through snow. Anybody trudged through snow? Anybody had a wind in their face? Where you stand, you stop, and you rest a moment, and all of a sudden, you've got 6 inches more snow up around your legs than you did a couple of minutes ago. I would imagine walking on water in a storm would be like that. But Jesus comes. He comes to the disciples. In the midst of all of the chaos, the rain, probably the thunder, the wind, Jesus comes to them. Much like in the midst of our storms of life, big and small, Jesus doesn't stay up on that mountaintop. Jesus comes down and he comes to us. And what do the disciples do? Hallelujah, there's Jesus. No, oh my gosh, it's a ghost. Lord, save us. Which I can't fault them because You know, if I saw somebody walking across the water in the midst of a storm, I'm going to think that it's a ghost or a spirit or something coming after me. And Jesus says something back to them. When you're reading the Bible, do you have a voice that you hear Jesus speaking in? Do you have a voice that you hear the disciples or Paul or the leper? Do you have different voices, and sometimes do they switch out? I heard a pastor that spoke on this that brought that up. You know, usually when I was younger, when I would read, it was very monotone, not much effort into it. And then somebody I got exposed to, you know, enunciation. Oh my gosh, it's a ghost! Oh my gosh, it's a ghost. And when I used to think about Jesus, you know, he was this saint who, you know, spoke very holy, very monotone and whatnot. I think in this particular case, Jesus wasn't speaking in that saintly voice. He's speaking in the calmness of God. He says, "Fear not, I am here. I will help you." Sometimes we forget, you know, that Jesus was human and he talked kind of like we do today, you know. There are different, you know, we can talk and we can be happy. What a joy it is to be here. We can be sad. Oh my gosh, he was just so young. We can be excited. And yes, we can even be angry. But again, in this case, it is a calm voice. Jesus has just been in the presence of God, talking to God. I would speculate that he got his God batteries charged up a little bit, so to speak. I'm sorry, Ben, that's heretical, but he had been in the presence of God and he was amplifying that calmness. It's okay. Here I am. Don't be afraid. Second thing that I want to talk about. Right after Jesus says, "It's okay, I'm here. Don't be afraid." What is Peter? And it's got to be Peter. Impetuous Peter, first to speak up, what does he do? "Lord, if it truly is you, command me to walk on the water out to you." I think Peter had a screw to loose sometimes in his head. But Jesus simply says, "Come." And Peter steps out of the boat and starts walking across the waves to Jesus. Doesn't make a whole lot of sense. Peter should have just stepped off and gone. Well, he was a fisherman, so he might have been able to swim a little bit. But Peter's coming towards Jesus. He's coming towards the Savior. He's walking on the water. And then he gets distracted. He starts he notices Jesus left, and he notices the storm that surrounds him with the waves. And what does he do? He starts panicking. His that belief, that total, absolute belief in Jesus Christ slipped a little bit. And then what happened to Peter? He started sinking. He started sinking. So what's Peter do? Peter prays the shortest prayer in the entire Bible. Lord, save me! I heard a commentator said, you know, that if Peter prayed a appropriate prayer for today, oh Lord God, Father God, you are the creator of the heavens and the earth, that by the time he got done, he would have been 29 feet underwater. As a side note, there's no such thing as a non-appropriate prayer. You don't have to be all fiery. You can just simply say, Lord, save me! And what's Jesus do? Jesus reaches out his hand, brings him back up, and they walk to the boat. And all the disciples, having seen all of this, their faith deepens a little bit, and they start praising Jesus as the Savior. Here you got Peter. Was there anything really special about Peter? A couple screws loose, yes, but he was just a man that was following Jesus. And yet he was able to do what Jesus did. Peter was walking on the water. He had the same power, so to speak, that Jesus did. Where'd Jesus get that from? Jesus got it from his Father. So guess what? Everything that God can do, we have the ability to do. A lot of the times we lack the faith to actually doing it, to do it. But the reality is, it does not take much faith to do what God wants us to do. To be a conduit for God's love, God's mercy, yes, even God's healing. So, to recap, the two things to remember about today's scripture. Jesus is up on the mountain, and we are down in the storm, but Jesus doesn't stay there. Jesus comes down, and Jesus helps us. And the second thing, as Paul says, I can do all things through Christ Jesus. Now that all things is actually I can do God all of God's will through Christ Jesus. Just got to have a little bit of faith and be able to take that step forward. Amen.